Hello, and welcome to another episode of SSD and DRAM News, sponsored by Apacer. As always, I'm your host, Frank Henville, broadcasting from the sunny headquarters of Apacer here in Taipei City, Taiwan. Well, we've got some quite surprising and I might even say shocking stories to share with you today, so let's get straight to the news. Our first story today is quite a controversial one. Most of the reporting related to this story has been done online rather than in print media, but it's such a concerning issue that we thought we'd bring you the facts as they were reported and let our listeners make up their own minds for themselves. The issue is related to a product called the Extreme SSD, made by SanDisk, which is a brand owned by Western Digital. In the last few weeks and months, there have been reports appearing on the web, first from users and then eventually from reputable media outlets, stating that the Extreme SSDs, under certain conditions, might suddenly lose all their data. According to reporting from The Verge, it happened to one of their coworkers twice. It also happened to reviewers from the website Ars Technica and the website Petapixel. So The Verge approached Western Digital's media team and asked them the following questions, quote, "Why are these drives still on sale? Will you offer free data recovery services to affected customers? When? Are you proactively warning customers and retailers who have already purchased these drives that significant data loss is possible? If not, why not? What exactly is going wrong with these drives? And how did this happen?" Those are all good questions, especially because the drives are still available for sale. In some online websites, they've been given deep discounts. In some Amazon reviews, they appear to be very positive, almost unconvincingly so. And Google search also tends to rank favorable results far higher than warnings about potential failures. So The Verge reached out to Western Digital's media team, as I said, and eventually they got a response from the head of PR, a person named Robin Schultz. I'm just going to read this statement from Western Digital verbatim here. "In response to recent reports of concerns about specific Western Digital portable SSD products, we want to assure our valued customers that we are taking all measures necessary to address any product-related issues. We understand the significance of our products to our customers, and we take these matters very seriously. We are conducting a comprehensive review to gain a thorough understanding of the issues." Well, that sounds like a reassuring statement on the face of it, but doesn't really address any of the questions that were previously posed. And The Verge went back to Robin Schultz again and asked again if they would answer those questions. According to The Verge, she deflected. And the issue as it stands today is unresolved. So, again, we're not making any recommendations for or against these products, but the issue has been boiling on the web for the last couple of weeks and doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. So if you weren't already aware of this issue, I would suggest you go out and do your research and compare the facts for yourself before you commit yourself to an expensive product. Okay, on to our next story. This next story broke on the internet right at the beginning of the month on August 3rd. And to be honest, it was quite a shock. On August 3rd, rather late in the business day, the government of India announced that there would be restrictions on the import of laptop computers, tablet PCs, and other electronic devices. At the time, they originally said the ban would come into effect immediately and would require all importers to obtain a license from the government before bringing any of these products into the country. So this caused quite an upheaval. There were even reports of tourists arriving at airports on the 3rd and the 4th of August and being told their laptops would be confiscated, even though they weren't technically importing those products. It seems to be a miscommunication. But over the weekend, shortly after the announcement, Dell India announced that it would invest $300 million in its manufacturing operations in India, which would create 2,000 new jobs. And various other companies announced other measures to deal with these new restrictions. So about 48 hours later, there was a subsequent announcement from the government of India. They decided to delay the import restrictions by 3 months after the public outcry. The goal is to allow importers and consumers some additional time to adapt to the new policies. That's very thoughtful, but 3 months isn't really a huge amount of time in the manufacturing world, as many of our listeners will know. It might make a difference to some consumers or to end users, and it's great that the government of India chose to address their concerns. It also allows any kinks in the program or miscommunications like the one we discussed to get ironed out. But it's still too early to say what the long-term effects of the laptop import ban will be. Most people assume that in the short term, the cost of purchasing one of those products in India will go up. But that's an easy guess to make for the short term. The goal of the Indian government is probably to create a more diversified laptop market in India, to help boost the development of new technologies and new manufacturing solutions within India, and to try and balance the international market. Presumably a lot of their laptops, tablet PCs, and other computing devices are coming from China or other Asian manufacturers, and India wants to maybe bring some more of that onshore. So anyway, it was quite a surprise to me and my coworkers when we learned this, and we were really at all hands to battle stations to respond to concerns of our customers in India, here at Apacer anyway. But as you'll hear in our next story, Apacer was actually uniquely positioned to help with this issue, and it led to quite a positive development. So, as I said, our final story today is really just a direct continuation of the second story. They're quite closely linked. Apacer announced in late July that we would be partnering with local professional electronic manufacturing services in order to participate in the Indian government-led program known as Make in India, or MII. So this will actually make Apacer the first manufacturer from Taiwan to introduce a full range of DRAM module products into Make in India. In the initial stage, it will aim at meeting the needs of local customers. And in addition to personal computer and workstation applications, the partnership will also target potential growth areas such as servers, industrial computers, rugged devices, transportation systems, and network communications. So as you can see, the timing was excellent here because a lot of the companies that are going to be building the new laptops and new tablet PCs in India are going to want to install SSDs and DRAM modules that have been designed with care and are designed to operate even under adverse conditions. Many of them will want to store their OS on a dedicated SSD and perhaps have a second SSD for storage purposes. And many of them are going to want to install DRAM modules, especially cutting-edge DRAM modules like DDR4 and DDR5, in order to keep performance standards high. So Apacer, as I said, is really uniquely positioned to assist the growth of the laptop and tablet PC manufacturing industry in India right at a time when it's about to take off. So I was at a press event here in Taipei and took down the following quote from the president of Acer, C.K. Chang. He said, quote, "Acer established an Indian subsidiary in 2007 and has been deeply involved in the industrial market for a long time, providing design-in, technical support, and local customer relationship maintenance. Over the years, we've earned an excellent service reputation. And India has a huge labor force. The full potential of this force has yet to be released. Acer is looking forward to building lasting relationships with the top echelon of India's emerging manufacturing powerhouses. With the successive entry and development of many international manufacturers, production experience has been gradually established. This has established the high value of the industrial settlement effect. The Indian government has been actively building the national brand image of Make in India in recent years. In addition to optimizing local infrastructure, it has also established many policies to attract investment from Taiwan. Coupled with various factors such as a large number of scientific and technological talents, Acer chose to promote Make in India." So there you have it. Those are our stories for today, from the controversial to the groundbreaking. It really runs the gamut, doesn't it? Actually, I'm hoping to visit my coworkers at the Acer office in Bangalore sometime soon, and it would be amazing if we could broadcast the podcast, you know, live from there, or even if not live, recorded there, in order to speak to some of my coworkers on the ground, responding to these interesting developments, and get their own perspectives. So no promises, but hopefully we'll get something like that in the future. Anyway, looks like we're running out of time for today. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of SSD and DRAM News, sponsored by Acer. As always, I'm your host, Frank Henville, and we hope you'll join us again next month. Goodbye.